Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today I have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for each guest who comes on the show, Lord. We're asking that you continuously bless their ministry, bless their families, Lord. Bless what they're doing for you to be a gift to each person, Lord. We're asking that you bless this show to be acceptable in your sight. Bless it to reach cities, nations, and countries, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you bless each listener of the Word of God, Lord. Bless each doer, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for each gift that you have given us. We're asking that you just bless us to uplift and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. The scripture for today comes from Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I have read Isaiah 40 and 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his word. And now the moment you have been waiting for. I would like to introduce my guest who is one of North Carolina's biggest Christian rappers and is known all over the world almost. He's an evangelist, an overcomer, and promoter of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others the Christian gospel rapper, Ifedi. Ifedi, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I would like to ask you a few questions. The first question is, at what age did you start rapping, and when did you start rapping for Jesus?
Wow. So from what I know of, I've been rapping since I was 5 years old. When I was 5 years old, my mom was recording a cassette tape that she was sending to my dad, who was in another country, and it never got sent. And years back, I found it, and I set the year on that cassette tape, and it let me know I was 5 at the time, and I was rapping for my dad. So I started rapping since I was 5 that I know of, and I've been rapping all up through my youth, and I started Christian rap. Started rapping for the Lord back in 2009 full time. Like, I dabbled in it on and off, but full time when I really made it a career was back in 2009.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. That's good. Now, my second question is, you are one of the faces of Christian hip hop. How has your perception of the rap game in the secular world changed as compared to that in the gospel world?
Well, before my BC, before Christ days, I was a huge Lil Wayne fan. I was a huge fan of the circular rap. You know, I loved it, woke up every morning listening to it. But now I look at it, you know, it's like destruction. Like, I was listening to a song the other day, and it was promoting young women doing ungodly things, and it was promoting the shooting and the killing, and it made me just sit back and think, like, man, this is what we're feeding our generation, this is what we're feeding our youth, and now I look at it like But they're going so hard. They're taking over the airwaves. Millions and millions of people are loving them. So I look at them, at the work that they put into it, and I say, wow, they are hard workers. They put a lot of work into it. So that's the way I look at it now, like hard-working guys working to destroy people's minds, but it's still poisonous. So compared to the Christian rap, I say, we should work even harder. You know, they working to destroy people. We need to work and uplift.
That's right. I like that word uplift because that's what the show is all about. Excellent, excellent, yeah. Excellent. Okay. Who are some of your greatest influences and why?
Wow. Well, some of my greatest influences are Peter, Paul, Jesus, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Elijah. I mean,
yes, Lord.
Moses. I look up to those cats as my role models are folks that walk this planet that's in the Bible. You know, those guys that carried their cross. So as the folks that's still living inside our generation now, I'm a huge follower and friend of Bishop T.D. Jakes. I love him and his ministry, and I got a couple of pastors that I had that I keep a close knit with. Pastor Dr. Chapman is a great influence, and many more, but mostly my greatest influences are Peter and Paul and Jesus. Those are my three top influences.
Wow, and I'm very just ecstatic that you said that, because in looking at all of those, we find imperfections. However, they still was close to God, and that's good to have, you know, positive people who have stories that change other people's lives. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. What part of the puzzle does your Christian rap bring to the gospel world in relation to life-changing situations?
In relation to life-changing situations. Well, you know, man has no power to change anybody. We can't do anything. We can't save anybody. It's all by the power of God. And
and
gospel rap, man, I'm trying to tell you, so many people came and testified and confessed to how Christian rap changed their life, and how, you know, folks got a relationship with Christ through Christian rap. So Christian rap, even though we're still considered small compared to your regular gospel, contemporary music, but we playing a huge role. So many people, so many lives that we're touching. We're touching the masses, and we're just going to continue to grow year after year after year, where people will expect folks to get saved through a Christian rap CD.
That's good. Now, you said, speaking of that, I want to touch on this a little bit. Now, you said that your rap or your music is not for the Christian people in the churches. It's more for the streets. But a lot of, even listening to your rap, and I'm, you know, I believe in God, it really is a message. There is a message for even those who are saved. So tell me a little bit about your phrase as far as, you know, you feel like it's just for the streets.
Well, I would say, well, that's just for the streets. You know, I make music catered to the streets, where that, you know, the streets will hear it and they'll be like, man, it's tight. They're hearing it, they don't know that they're getting the gospel of Jesus Christ. So my main goal first is to the lost, and then my second main goal is to strengthen believers all around the country. So my first goal is to the streets, so I can get them saved, and then I look at empowering and making my believers a little bit stronger in Christ through my music.
Good. Okay. All right. Now, and when someone listens to your CD after they purchase it, what can they take away from your lyrics?
Well, they're gonna get no doubt the gospel uncompromised. You know, that's what I like to push. Like, you're just not gonna hear a hot beat and me talking about nonsense that doesn't point back to Christ everything has to lead right back to Christ. So they're going to get the gospel in my music. They're going to get the gospel. They're going to get, you know, some great lyrics. They're going to get some great music that they can listen to for years to come. They're going to get something that they'll be able to share with their friends and be proud about it and give off to a stranger and know that person is going to get the gospel through hip-hop.
Okay, good. Now, Ifedi, now you're also a writer, and I know I deal with a lot of youth around here, and many of us, or some youth, do not like to write, but tell me a little bit about your book that you wrote and what inspired you to write it.
I'm right along with those youth around there. I don't like to write either, man, the Lord has brought me a mighty long way. You know, I came out of, you know, gang banging, selling drugs, in and out of jail and prison. I came out of that lifestyle, grew up in a bad neighborhood. That's where I came out of. And the fact that I came out of it is a miracle, let alone. So the fact that I came out of it, that means I got a story, a testimony, which means that people that's still in that dark place, that's still gangbanging and shooting and killing folks and robbing folks and selling drugs, people that's still in that lifestyle, since I came out of it, it's hope for them to come out of it. But the Bible tells us that we only overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So, they're going to need help to come out of it, so they're going to need to hear my testimony. So that was like the fuel for me writing the book, because I hate writing. That's not what I love to do. I hate writing. So it fueled me, it inspired me to know that somebody is going to get a breakthrough by reading this book. So that's what kept me going on and burning those candles while I was writing that book.
That's good. That's good. Now, tell me a little bit, because you've had so many platforms. I mean, I've been researching everything you've done. You've been speaking to youth, churches. You've been everywhere. But tell me about your experience with Dr. Bobby Jones, who is also one of my legends that I just love. Just tell me about that experience.
Well, Dr. Bobby Jones, it was pretty much, a life-changing moment in my career at that time. I met Dr. Bobby Jones back in 2011, and that was pretty much 2 years after I decided to pursue Christian rap full time, and it was just really like, you know, I'm sitting here talking to him, shaking his hand, thinking, man, like, I used to see you on TV, and now I'm on this national television with millions of viewers, and I was once on the other side looking, and it was just like, wow, if God can do this, and I know that the sky is the limit, you know, there's nothing that God can't do. So it was a humbling moment just to be in, because Dr. Bobby Jones, man, he's been around for years and years and years and touched so many different things, and just to be interviewed by him, it was just like, wow, Lord, did you just do this? And Lord, what are you about to do next? So it was an amazing moment for my career. I think I really needed it that year.
That's good. That's good. Okay. What projects do you have going on at this moment?
Well, I'm actually working on my third book at this moment. I'm working on another album. I'm actually will be back in the studio Sunday, so working on the third book, another album, and you know, we got the Christian clothing line. We're pushing. We opened up two stores, and we're looking to open up a third store, Lord willing, in another month. So I'm busy, and I'm pressing forward. We got to release this new phone app that's going to be daily devotionals every single morning to the believers to help strengthen them and hopefully win other folks to Christ through it. So just more stuff that we're working on that we got in the bag. So.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Do you play instruments or do you just rap?
I just rap. I play the drums, but I don't play the drums. You know, I don't – couple of times my church needed me to fill in, and while I was in town, I hopped on the drum set, but that's not what I do. I know where I'm talented and gifted at, so I like to stay in my area.
That's right. That's right. Okay, good. Now, how can listeners get your book or CDs that you have out?
So, the name of my book is called Imagine, I-M-A-G-I-N-E, Imagine, and you can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or shoot me a message on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll send you the link. You can get my music off of iTunes or Amazon. Just type in E-Fetti, E-F-E-T-T-I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we still have some time. Now, what message would you like to leave with the listeners? A lot of young people, they like rap, secular, and some like, you know, gospel rap, and even adults. So what message would you like to leave with the people? What's on your heart?
I would like to tell the people that we gotta guard our ears, you know, because the ears is just another gateway to the heart. So we need to guard our ears, know that the things that we're listening to. I'm not saying that, you know, shut everything off. You're in the world, but we're not of the world. So yeah, you're going to hear the latest songs. You're going to hear the 2 Chainz and the Drakes, but what I would say is, you know, be careful with listening to it day in and day out, because I got caught up in that listening to the T.I., and T.I. would rap about rapping, robbing and shooting folks, and then I went out and did the same exact thing. So with knowing how powerful music is, I tell you to fill yourself up with something that's positive, things that uplift you. While I'm in the car, I don't even listen to music. I drive around in silence, you know, because it's my time to think. But more so, I would never just sit around listening to circular music, not saying that we just shutting it off and putting ourselves in the box. We're guarding our heart. We're guarding our ears, because that stuff plays into you and get in your spirit, and you just start acting all crazy type of way. You know, they rap about drinking, getting high, and next thing you know, you're drinking and getting high. So any advice that I can give to you is just watch what you listen to and start listening to positive stuff that uplifts you and enlightens you, and you'll go out and want to achieve great things.
That's right. And Efetti, I have to ask you this before I let you go, because it's on my heart. Can you tell the listeners about the day you decided, I don't want this secular life anymore, I want to come over, you know, to the Jesus side. Can you tell us about that experience?
So I say, well, you know, it's impossible to have a real encounter with God and don't change. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you know, it's impossible to have a real encounter with God and don't change. And I believe I had my encounter with him just like Paul had on the road to Damascus. And I believe I had that same encounter with Christ, and it was pretty much, I just got caught by the police on the trafficking charge, and I had money saved up, I bonded out, had a great lawyer, all of that was all fine. We went to court and knocked out everything, and I just sat in my room one day and was like, Lord, I'm tired of this. I grew up in the church, so I knew what the preacher talked about, and I knew that they always pointed to something higher. But you see, I never had peace while I was in the world. While I was out there robbing and stealing and shooting and selling drugs, I never had peace. You know, when I was driving around in my new car that I bought with drug money, there was never peace, because I always thought the police was going to come up behind me because they had drugs in the trunk. I never had peace, and I was just tired. You know, the Lord would let you fall so far down that nobody's there to give you a hand, and nobody was there to really say, Fetti, it's going to be all right, Fetti, that there's another way out. That nobody was there. It was just me all alone. I had the money, I had the women, I had the cars, but it was just me, and I'm like, Lord, I'm tired. What do I do next? And I was watching a YouTube clip from a preacher named Paul Washer, and he pretty much broke down the gospel of Jesus Christ according to that sound doctrine. And he pretty much said, well, read John 3:16 over and over and over until you start to cry. That's when you know you understand John 3:16. We all know that verse. That's the gospel broken down. So I read it over and over and over. I recited it over and over and over. I read it over and over and over until I just started to weep. And God just showed me so much comfort. He just assured me at that given time that I am His and nobody can change that. And since then, I mean, I haven't turned back. I've been on fire for God. I wake up every single morning. The first thing that comes to my head is how to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm sold out, and that's what I live for.
Wow, and that's good. And, you know, I just pray, you know, God continue to bless your ministry because it is powerful. And I thank you so much for even taking out the time to stop by, you know, and interview with me. And I will be sure to keep in contact with you. And I do want to, like I said, purchase your merchandise and support you. So please stay in contact with me on Facebook or, you know, you can call me anytime.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Sure. Thank you so much.
God bless.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just finished our interview with Ifedi, and I have a couple of announcements. All right, the first announcement is remember to uplift. Don't just tell your family and friends. Remember to uplift your family and friends by telling them to log onto blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's all one word, FredaLove. Okay? The fashion line. Fashionsbylove.com is here. So be sure to log on. That's FashionsbyLove.com is here. Fashionsby.com. Okay? If you are looking for a church to attend, feel free to attend Ebenezer Baptist Church, 19 Dutton Avenue, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. That's 919 Dutton Avenue, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. Stay tuned tomorrow for the spoken word by yours truly. We are still going to talk about who are you flying with, but we're going to take it to another level. We've already identified the personalities of individuals we fly with. Now we're going to take it a step further. And we want to know, where are they taking you? Our different personalities take us to many different places. And we're talking about the spiritual realm, more than the world. So in looking at that, we will highlight that. It will be in Isaiah 40 and 31. Also, make sure that you check out the Wanda Bell Ministries. She will have an event on October the 26th. Also, make sure you check out the Sherry Brunson Show. She will also have an event, which is in November. And make sure, and while I'm speaking to you, I'm looking for a flyer that I was sent. The flyer has to do with aviation for our youth at TSTC, which is one of the colleges located about two or three blocks down the road. Make sure that you look that up, because I'm going to see if I saved it here. And it's basically what it is it allows our students to experience flying. And I think that's a very good program that is going on. Okay, and it is actually called the Eagle Program, so just make sure that you look at that. If you would also like to Facebook me, you can under ALFREDALOVE. You can follow me under ALFREDALOVE. You can also Facebook me again at FREDALOVE. Once again, be sure to tune in to the Blog Talk Radio, which uplifts everyone, and there is something for everyone, no matter where you are with your walk in Christ. I believe in reaching out, as Ifedi said, reaching out to not only believers but non-believers. I even believe in reaching out to atheists. I've attended several churches that's not Baptist or Catholic, and I believe in reaching people where they are, and that's what this show is about, reaching people where they are. So whatever point in your life that you're at, God has instilled in me that I am to reach you wherever you are, and so that's what this show will be tailored toward. Once again, I want to thank my God. First of all, I want to thank my family. I want to thank my listeners. I want to thank those of you who inbox me, Facebook me, call me, tweet me. I mean, I just love you all. I thank you so much for your support. I thank you for supporting the Fashions by Love. We are going to also start a scholarship fund, but I will tell you about that a little bit later because it will happen a little bit later. I'm still planning a fashion show, and I will have more information. But please, please, please check me out on Facebook. I will be posting in a lot of sites. I'm on a lot of sites dealing with spirituality and religion. We also on this show have a Fit to Win segment. I am a huge promoter of Fit to Win. I believe that not only should I give you the word of God, but I should also give you things to help your body, because if your body is healthy, you can praise God in a spectacular way. You know, if you're walking around and someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that Jesus lifted you up, and you tell them that God is love, okay? Jesus lifted you up, and you tell them God is love. Now, I told you at first to say love lifted you up, but you can say love or Jesus, because Jesus and love goes together. Okay, so if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them love lifted you up because God is love. Or you can say, Jesus lifted me up because Jesus is love or God is love. All right? So without further ado, that is it. Once again, if you're looking for a church, come to 919 Dutt Avenue, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. Love to see your smiling faces. I want you to have a blessed week, and be sure to tune in to the best Blog Talk Radio show in Central Texas and around the state and country, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.